Welcome back to the podcast, What the Nostalgia. We coming with another mini episode. Again, I'm Jarrell. And
I'm Jamel. Oh, my bad. See, you do the honors. My bad.
See, I was going to say your name for you. You didn't even have to do it, but...
Oh, okay. Makes me feel special, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was... feel like I'm in the back seat getting chauffeured around or something.
Exactly. You know, I was going to present you, man. But nevertheless, we got another mini episode, and we going into a couple of things that we may have been watching, or, you know, a special project that's coming up in the film world that we need to talk about. You know what
for
time
sure.
it is? So,
for sure.
What do you want to start with, Jamel? Are we going into it, or you want to go with what you've been watching first?
Let's start out with the main course, man. Let's start out with Good Burger 2, man. You know, so they can get into it.
Hey, let's do it. Yeah, the announcement has been made, right?
Yes, it's been made. They were on Jimmy Fallon not that long ago, man. Both of them, Keenan and Kel, and they confirmed Good Burger 2. Now, I don't know about you, man, but I feel like I've been hearing rumors about this for a minute, but we just haven't heard them confirm it until now.
Yeah, there's been rumors, and I believe they came on SNL. Didn't they do an episode of SNL together?
They've been popping up a lot together recently. I think even it was one of them award shows Keenan was hosting. And Kel was there. It was like a little cameo at the award show. I forget which one it was. I know it wasn't the Oscars. It might have been. It was one of those. Maybe it was the Emmys or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. But they did also do an SNL skit, I believe, together with like Keke Palmer, I think.
Oh, right? That's right. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was.
She was basically. She basically was playing the Kel role, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Orange shoulder thing and everything. Kel ended up showing up at the end.
Exactly, and getting killed.
So they've been teasing this. They've been teasing this for a little while, man.
Exactly. So, I mean, 90s kids all over the world, you know, I guess it's been a long-awaited project, and it's happening.
Right.
Now, here's my first question, though. Here's my first question about this. Is it too late?
That's one thing that I was actually wondering, you know, because when you think about it, a lot of these movies, man, I don't know if it's gotten worse with time, but they actually matched the role, you know, at the time that it was released. Like, you have... A lot of times you have in these films that's played by teenagers or even people in their early 20-somethings, right? Mm-hmm. People that's playing a role is in their 30s, you know? But they actually match the age and everything like that. I mean, I think they were probably, what, like 18 or 19 when they played in that the first Good Burger. So that's the only thing I'm thinking, man. I don't know if it's the nostalgic factor would definitely be there, but it's just the age thing. I don't know if... The age gap now would be a little awkward to see. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I was only posing that question just to, you know, get your thoughts. I don't think so because of this fact only. They still look young. Keenan and Kel, they really haven't aged that much. So, and then, you know, with the movie magic portion of it that they could throw on you and, you know, kind of make you even look a little younger. I don't think it would be an issue. There's some stuff that I don't want to watch because I feel like, oh, okay, it's too late. I'm not going to lie to you. I have not watched the last Bad Boys yet because in my mind I'm like, okay, y'all getting up there a little bit, and I don't know if this thing is going to be as funny as the late 90s to early 2000s when y'all was doing it. But Keenan and Kel, I think, they look somewhat similar to where they've been. And who knows, you know, where the story is going.
Right. I get that. I definitely get that because when you compare something like Good Burger to a Bad Boys or to a Rush Hour. You know, they're not doing all this strenuous running, chasing bad guys. So it's, you know, they can still get away with it, I guess is what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't think they got anything to get away with. Again, they don't look as old as and that's respect to Martin and Will, but they don't look like they've aged as much as they have. And we're talking around the same time, pretty much, that these movies came out, you know? I think Bad Boys came out like 95, Good Burger came out like 97, so.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, they were younger than them anyways at the time, still, but.
Right. Right, so it makes sense.
Right.
Well, yeah. So they said it's gonna be released on Paramount Plus, which I don't have. I'll probably do a little 30-day trial just to watch it. But yeah. I mean, I guess sometimes I sit and wonder, like, which I guess it's about which company might pay the most for them, or but yeah, Paramount Plus is where it'll be released.
Time out.
There's no release date yet either, correct?
So, okay, I'm trying to understand with the Paramount Plus release. This is just coming straight to streaming? This is the
right.
It's not
right.
getting a movie what, theater release?
No. What I saw, and I think they even said it, they might have said it on the Jimmy Fallon show, they said Paramount Plus is where it's going to be released.
Well, that takes it down a few notches in my book.
But I mean, it's a lot of, that's kind of where things are going though, man. Like nowadays, you know, I don't know how, like I said, I don't have Paramount Plus, so I don't know what quality of shows they have on there. But I mean, that's just the way that everything's going, man. I mean, getting these streaming releases, man, and going away from the theaters. I mean, I don't like it, you know, but just how things starting to go.
If Bad Boys 3 can get a theater release, then Good Burger 2 needs a theater release.
But that was way more massive of a hit, though, man. Like,
oh, you know, Good Burger wasn't
Good
a hit?
Burger, actually, it wasn't. They said theater-wise, it didn't do too well. But it still, I guess, over the years, it still sold pretty well. And like I said, people like us that grew up in that time, we hold it near and dear, but yeah, I was actually, when I was doing a little research on it, they said it didn't really do that well, you know what I'm saying, release-wise. I mean, especially if you're comparing to something like Bad Boys.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, actually. It probably wasn't that good of a release.
All I'm saying is, man, don't knock it down yet, you know what I'm saying, just because it's Paramount Plus, at least. You know, at least wait till the preview get released or something.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to at least give it its props. All right, Paramount Plus, maybe that'll be something. Now, if they said it was releasing, I mean, if it was like about to be an MTV movie, you remember when we saw How High 2? I mean, that was one of the worst things ever. And I was like, I couldn't believe, you know, that.
Horrible.
They tried to bring Undercover Brother 2 to Netflix. I was like, man,
I haven't even seen that.
Yeah,
I think you told me about it. I never watched it.
Yeah, they should have burned that with fire, burned that to the stake. So that just was two completely dumb sequels. So with this being on Paramount Plus, I'm guessing, I mean, there's a little more hope, but you know.
And they did speak on they want to do, which I hope this doesn't take away from it, because I feel like House Party, the new House Party kind of did that and kind of went OD with it. But they said that, I mean, they said themselves they want to do a whole bunch of cameos throughout. I just hope they do cameos that make sense. God. You know what I mean? Like, do cameos that still relate to that 90s time. You know, don't just have LeBron James in there, don't have, you know, just random people that really don't have anything to do with all that, you know, Keenan and Kel, you know, do the right cameos. That's all I would add.
Look, I came into this with no knowledge of what was going on with this movie. You know, you hit me up and you kind of gave me the link and just to some article, I think, and it was just talking about, oh, there's a Good Burger 2. coming out, so mm-hmm. I didn't have no knowledge. But the more that you're telling me about it right now, it's getting worse and worse. I already saw the house party. I was about to call it six or whatever, but
I think it was just house party.
Yeah. I mean, just cameo overload like crazy. It was a dumb movie. It sucked. Wow. And now you telling me that this is supposed to have a bunch of cameos too? Look. Okay. If they're going to do a cameo, the only cameo I want is of some of the original characters from the first. Like.
Right.
Does that even count as a cameo if you bring in like people, characters who were, okay, Shaq was in the first one. I don't know if you remember, but they had a scene where they delivered some food to Staples Center, I guess. And they just run up to Shaq in the locker room.
That would make sense.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess bring Shaq back. Who else was there? They had George Clinton in an insane asylum. I don't think this is a cameo. He just literally had a character. Sinbad, he was the teacher.
I don't think that would count.
Yeah, I doubt. I'm not liking what I'm hearing, bruh. Just that whole cameo thing. Two movies, okay, of recent, just killed it with the cameos. Again, that house party. And then Coming to America 2, terrible.
We differ on that, but.
Oh, you know. Wow. Bruh, this was one of the worst movies ever.
Coming to America was decent to me. I mean, it was watchable.
Look, and we need to say it right just in case somebody is mistaken what I'm saying. Not Coming to America, Coming to America 2 was one of the most terrible movies to have come out. Just nothing but cameo on top of cameo.
We differ on that. But let's not harp too much on that one, all right? Let's move a little bit forward, though, man. You say you really haven't did any too much research on this, man. So
none.
I got a proposition for you. Just to put you on the spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, or, you know, just whatever you can come up with, I have the description right here of basically what it's supposed to be about. In your mind, your own way of describing what you think this is going to be about.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just going to throw out a few things, and you tell me if I'm anywhere in the ballpark of where they might be going. You say you got the synopsis, right?
Yeah, I got it right here. I'll read it after you come up with yours.
All right. I can't form a whole story, but after watching the first one, is there anything to do with a new health inspector that they might have to contend with? Is that a plot point at all in there?
Well, I don't know. I can't really speak on it because it could be. I'll just say that.
Okay. I mean, but that's nowhere in the synopsis, though.
No.
Okay. I'm going crazy with this one. What's the guy's name that got arrested at the end of Good Burger? Hold on, man. What was his name that was always talking about you going in the grinder? The leader of Mondo Burger, right? Kurt. Does he get out of jail? Because I'm pretty sure he went to jail for a long time because he was like poisoning the beef patties and stuff like that. Does he get out of jail and resurrect Mondo Burger? Is Mondo Burger making a comeback in this synopsis?
Just think surface level, man. It's not, you know, you might be trying to go too deep with it.
I'm trying to come up with what the story may... Okay, hold on. All right, I got surface level for you. All right, in the movie, Ed had his own sauce, and that became like a big selling point. I mean, a big point of Good Burger. Does Ed now have his own chain his own Good Burger that he owns. And
hold on.
I'm pretty sure in these movies, okay, these two have to have another splitting apart, right? You got to do it. They're going to have another splitting apart. So something, Keenan is maybe in competition with Kale over. I'm getting colder with it.
You got cold.
Was I close though with what I was saying from the just a minute ago?
I would say, according to how they got it written, you could say that Ed now is in position of power at Good Burger. I would say that.
Huh. Okay. He's ascended the rank somehow, and he's taken that whatever the guy who was managing the restaurant. I'm assuming
I forget his name.
Yeah. But is Ed ascending to that position? I don't know, man. I'm running out of ideas, but that's
what it seems like. Well, let me throw it to you right quick. This is pretty much how they got it written out. Dexter Reed, and you're gonna love this. Dexter Reed is down on his luck after another one of his inventions fails. Ed welcomes Dex back to Good Burger with open arms and gives him his old job back. With a new crew working at Good Burger, Dex devises a plan to get back on his feet, but unfortunately puts the fate of Good Burger at risk once again.
Okay.
That's what they got. So I guess you saying Ed having some kind of position of power, it seems to be that way. If he's the one bringing Dexter back for his job. So that's what I'm assuming. Now, what he does to put him at risk, I'm not sure. I guess that's what we're going to have to wait till the trailer is released or wait till we actually see it.
Yeah, Ed's in a suit and tie now, and I don't know. Probably not in a suit and tie. I'm pretty sure he's still in those pillowcase shirts that they were wearing. Okay. I guess I'm with it. I mean, Good Burger has to, it's about Good Burger, of course. So yeah, it has to be in peril again. And that was a part of, Keenan's whole thing in all that, not all that, but, in the show Keenan and Kel, he was always having some type of plan that was going awry. So I'm guessing they kind of implementing that a little bit, like, oh, let's put in one of his hair brain schemes or whatever. So I'm with it, I guess. You know, just the whole cameo part is kind of putting me down because I just don't want to see every 45 seconds a cameo. Oh, remember this person from the 90s? Oh, remember this girl?
Right.
Oh.
Right. That's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. If they're going to do cameos, at least do ones that make sense, you know. At least do the ones that make the most sense, not just some random people, you know, that just got famous yesterday.
Oh, remember the Black Power Ranger from the 90s?
With the messed up hairline. They say you got the hairline fixed now.
Okay.
I'm excited for it, man. I'm trying to, regardless of the red flag that might be there, I'm just trying to keep a positive attitude towards it, you know, because it's nostalgic.
Look, I just hope that he's with the sister that he was with in Good Burger 1. I believe her name is Shar Jackson.
Gonna be in it. Yeah, I don't think she's going to be in it. Well, from what I looked at, they might not have had everything, you know, written out yet and all the people that's going to be in it. They probably didn't put all that in there yet, but just from what I saw, I didn't see her anywhere. Like, her name mentioned anywhere.
Yeah, we'll see. Just don't pull no crazy crap.
Right. Well, let me leave you with this, leave the audience with this, and this is Too Good Burger 2. You know, PETA wants you guys to know something. Jarrell. They want Peter wants Good Burger 2 to do the right thing when they make this film. Peter actually wrote a letter to Good Burger 2. Everybody involved, the people that's creating this, you want to know what they told him?
Give it to me, man. What is it?
They said, the letter starts as this. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the vegan burger. Can I take your order? That's what we at PETA have in mind for Good Burger 2. Reads the letter. Penned by PETA Associate Director Lauren Thomason. Some things like beef patties are better left in the 90s. And if Good Burger has any hope of surviving new competition in 2023, its menu will abundantly feature animal-free offerings, including meat-free burgers, dairy-free shakes, and, of course, a special secret vegan sauce. So, PETA has issued this to Good Burger, too, man. You know, just wanted to throw that out there.
Since you mentioned that, I mean, whenever this movie comes out, I don't know, 2024, 2025, probably maybe. I mean, we are in the era that we are in. So I'm expecting something along the lines of that story.
You think they're gonna take heed to this, though?
I mean, I'm expecting something to, it's no longer the 90s. I'm expecting, you know, them to throw in some stuff that you can be like, okay, did you really have to? All right, I guess it's 2023. You know, I'm expecting some. You already know. I'm expecting something along those lines of some 2023-ish type stuff.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be dialogue heavy too. They're gonna have to include it in the dialogue too. Like somebody's gonna have to order that in the dialogue just so we know.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I just have no doubt. But the PETA thing, I'm not surprised by that. Hey, who knows?
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I just didn't expect to see that. I mean, there's plenty of food-driven, I guess, shows and movies. Then again, I haven't really looked into it. Maybe they wrote this letter.
Hey, this movie, it might take on, you know, everything wrong with the food industry. We never know, man. This might turn out.
A new wave, huh? New wave.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I see. Well, I mean, did you have anything else you wanted to speak on as far as Good Burger, man? If not, I'm going to throw out a few things I've been watching lately.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on to that, man.
Okay. For me, man, just a few shows that I've been watching. There's three of them. A few of them I finished up. You know, of course, BMF. I mean, I haven't really, I'm one of those, I've never seen Power, right? I mean, well, that's probably crazy. Never seen Power, never seen Empire. BMF is the show that I watch. So I know you're probably out on BMF because you have seen Power.
That's right.
And you're probably like, oh, it's enough of all that. But for me, this is my Power because I've never watched Power. So I finished that up. It's a pretty good show, man. If anybody has seen it or hasn't seen it, I would recommend it. Unless you're, you know, Power Universe, 50 Cent universe of shows out, you know, if you don't want to watch any more and stuff. But yeah, they said 50 Cent is creating like the Avengers world of drug dealers, man. I thought that was pretty funny.
Wanted to say on that. Yeah, you already know my style, man. When it comes to certain stories, it's like after I get my feel of the story, I'm done. At least for a long while. Okay, mm-hmm. I did watch Power. That was a really great show. I have not watched none of the Power spinoffs that are out there. I heard there was like three or four out there at one time. I was like, I'm good. All the Power books or spin-off shows, and I was like, look, I'm good. The Power was good, and I don't need any more of the story. I'm fine. No. So the Snowfalls, even though Snowfall was kind of good, I did start to watch that a little bit back when it first came out, and then I dropped it. I was like, I'm good. I think The Chi, that was kind of good. I maybe watched like the first season, but I kind of dropped off that too. I was like, I'm good. It's too much. It's an overload. I need a different story. So that's why I'm not watching what you said, BMF.
BMF.
You know, all this other stuff. Again, I don't even know if these other shows are still on, Snowfall and The Shy, but they were good, but I'm good. I don't need it.
Nah, I can understand that. I can understand that. But it's a pretty good show, man. I like the drama, the way they portray these real life people into these characters, and the fact that Big Meech's character is played by his actual son. I thought that was pretty crazy, you know, to actually live to see your son play you, you know, as far as like, you know, what you became and everything. So I thought that was pretty crazy. But that's one show. The second show, I ended up watching that Swarm on Amazon Prime, new show by Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, created by Donald Glover. And I gotta say, man, it was, I ended up binge watching the show, but it was very, a lot of it was kind of uncomfortable, man. It gave like a little uncomfortable feeling. But I did like the idea of what he, you know, what they were doing with the show. Overall, it was decent. You know, I probably wouldn't watch it again, but it was a decent show. I give him that. But it wasn't on Atlanta's level. Like, Atlanta is like in a whole nother stratosphere, you know, if you compare this show to that. So that's another one. And lastly, the last show, You. I was trying to finish that up, and I know how you feel about that show. But, you know, it's just, I got caught in the whirlwind when it first started. You know, most of these shows, The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, all these type of shows, they become a big thing, man, not just because of how good they are, but also on social media. That's one of the ones I got caught up in. I just got a few episodes left of that. And the movie that I've been that I watched recently that was pretty good, I don't know if you heard of it, Terrell, but The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nick Cage. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. Haven't watched it.
Yeah, I finally watched it. I heard about it for a while. I finally watched it. It was a fun movie. It was a fun movie, a fun ride, and it was very Nick Cagey. I will say that. I think a lot of people look at Nick Cage. I think of like Keanu Reeves as well, in a certain type of light, as far as their acting and stuff like that. And it was very Nick Cagey, and even to the sense of he's playing him, but he's actually playing Nick Cage in the film, and he's also hearing or talking to himself, one of his old characters. It's a lot to really explain as far as the film itself, but if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a pretty fun ride, you know, if you haven't seen that. So those are things I've been watching, man. I'm gonna kick it over to you.
Speaking, yeah, I haven't really watched too much recently. I mean, especially now, like TV shows or whatever. But you brought up Nick Cage, and I got to bring that up because I watched one of his movies kind of recently. It was from like the 90s, I think, maybe 93. And you already know how people, talk about Nick Cage and how it's like people questioning, is it bad acting or is it just like really extreme or whatever? Right. When I tell you this movie has to be the wildest, I mean, this has to be Nick Cage on 10, on 11. Like, it's called Deadfall. And if you see any bit of his performance, man, it'll blow you away, the stuff that he's doing. I mean, I'm surprised that the director didn't just every time just say, man, cut. We can't put this on camera. We can't put this on film. Like, he's doing some of the wildest stuff that you'll ever see. And it's one of these so bad that it's good movies. So I did wind up finishing it, and it was entertaining to watch. But it's the most Nick Cage performance you'll ever see.
What is it about, though? Like, what's the actual movie about?
It's like, let me see. I'm kind of forgetting how exactly it went down. Let's see if I can pull up the synopsis. Basically,
I haven't heard of it.
It says, after losing his father, a New Yorker heads to California to fulfill his dying wish and locate valuables stolen years before by his uncle. Now, he's not in any of the that just explained. He's like he's not a main character. He's a bit of a smaller character. I mean, I guess he's a villain. He is a villain, but again, it's just insane. You just gotta, you'll probably not watch it, but you should probably check some YouTube clips on it or something, man. He's doing a performance.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm gonna try to find some highlights on that, but. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. And like I said, if you haven't seen it or the audience hasn't seen, I'm Unbearable Weather Master Talent. Check that out as well, because it kind of, it's pretty much about what you just said. Like as far as him taking acting, like is he acting? Is it bad acting? Him taking himself too serious as an actor? Like it's about all of that, you know. So check that out too.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I think that's it, man, for this week. I don't know if you had anything else, but that's all I got, man.
Yeah, that'll do it, man. We just wanted to bring y'all, you know, some of the stuff that we were watching and the update, the headline of Good Burger 2 is happening. Get ready. Cameos galore. Get ready. So, yeah, with that being said, we appreciate y'all for tuning in again. And, peace.